Baba Basu Yoshalmi, corresponding to Baba Basu Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Chof Hey Amad Aleph, in the middle of the page on the 13th line, Ha'ime Yinasnu. Ha'ime Yinasnu Nechosai Leploini, Vuhu Koyen, Vahayu Shama Vodim, Afal Pisha Oma I Efshi Bahen, Yoichlu Avodov Betruma. If a person says, my property should be given to Ploini, if the recipient is a Koyen and amongst the property there are slaves, even if the recipient refuses to accept the slaves, they may eat Truma. Says, since he said, I don't want them, they go to the inheritors. They disagree, says Abila, when his statement is not clear. What's the case? So if it's certain that he wants them, all agree that the slaves may eat truma. If it's certain he doesn't want them, all agree that the inheritors receive them. Well, the case has to be when he was unclear. Rabbanon say that he wanted them originally, and he later changed his mind. Rabbanon says that since he said, I don't want them, they go to the inheritors. Tani, we learn from the Braise, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oime, Daitiki, Mevatelis Daitiki, Ein Matana, Mevatelis Matana. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel tells us a Daitiki, which is a will, can override an earlier Daitiki, an earlier will, but a gift cannot override an earlier gift. The Abba Bar Chana, Rav Yochan, Rav Shlokish Trayin, Amrin, Kol Kishil Yavri, Rav Yachzor, Daitikosei, Choyze Af Matanosei. The Abba Bar Chana said that both Rav Yochan and Rav Shlokish said that in any case where if he would recuperate, he'd receive back all of the property that he gave away as part of his will, which is the established law of a deathly ill person. He also receives back gifts that he gave. Yahi Achdei Rav Chunya Kasav Nichsa Rav Chunya Sochus Vazadnas Lebalo Min Damches Asa Boy Meir Imei. It's like the case of the sister of Rav Chunya who wrote over her property to Rav Chunya when she was deathly ill. She suddenly needed to sell some of that property and she gave the money to her husband. After she died, Rav Chunya came to claim that money using the document that he received from her. And later the husband said to Rav Chunya, "V'amalei teva usin b'chayei. Why didn't you come to make your claim while she was still alive?" Amalei, and Rav Chunya says, "Lo bayis mi'ekta, I didn't want to upset her." Afapikach, Apik, Rabbi Ami, and despite this, Rabbi Ami ruled that the gift that was sold and the money given to the husband must not be given to Rav Chunya.